The Corps or private?
Vinny?
The Corps. Vinny hated private contractors. Reacher left Dee Marie in the kitchen and stepped back into the living room. Hobart's head was laid back, and his lips were stretched in a grimace. His neck was thin and bulging with ligaments. His torso was painfully wasted and looked bizarrely long in proportion to the stumps of his limbs. "You need anything?" Reacher asked him.
"Silly question."
"What would the Three of Clubs mean to you?"
"Night."
"How so?"
"Three was his lucky number. Club was his nickname in the Corps because of how he liked to party and because of the pun on his name, Night Club. Nightclub, like that. They called him Club back in the day."
"He left a playing card on Ann Lane's body, the Three of Clubs."
"Is it? He told me that. I didn't believe him. I thought it was embellishment, like a book or a movie."
Reacher said nothing.
"I need the bathroom. Tell Dee."
"I'll do it. Let's give Dee a break." He stepped over and bunched the front of Hobart's shirt and hauled him upright. Slipped an arm behind his shoulders, ducked down and caught him under the knees and lifted him up off the sofa. He was incredibly light, probably close to 100 pounds. Not much of him left. Reacher carried Hobart to the bathroom and grabbed the front of his shirt again, one-handed, and held him vertical in the air like a rag doll, undid his pants and eased them down.
"You've done this before."
"I was an MP. I've done everything before." Reacher put Hobart back on the sofa, and Dee Marie fed him more soup, used the same damp cloth to clean his chin. Reacher said, "I need to ask you both one important question. I need to know where you've been and what you've been doing for the last 4 days." Dee Marie answered, no guile, no hesitation, nothing phony or over-rehearsed, just a slightly incoherent and therefore completely convincing pieced-together narrative account of 4 random days from an ongoing nightmare. The 4 days had started with Hobart in St. Vincent's Hospital. Dee Marie had taken him to the ER the night before with a severe malaria relapse. The ER doctor had admitted him for 48 hours of IV medication. Dee Marie had stayed with him most of the time. Then she had brought him home in a taxi and carried him on her back up the 4 flights of stairs. They had been alone in the apartment since then, eating what was in the kitchen cupboards, doing nothing, seeing nobody, until their door had smashed open and Reacher had ended up in the middle of their living room.
"Why are you asking?"
"They knew Mrs. Lane was kidnapped, and her kid."
"You thought I did it?"
"For a spell."
"Think again?"
"I already have."
"Why would I?"
"For revenge. For money. The ransom was exactly half the Burkina Faso payment."
"I would have wanted all of it."
"Me too."
"But I wouldn't have gone after a woman and a kid."
"Me either."
"So why pick me up?"
"We got a basic report on you and Knight. We heard about mutilations, no specific details. Then we heard about a guy with no tongue. We put 2 and 2 together and made 3. We thought it was you."
"No tongue? I wish I'd take that deal. But no tongue is a South American thing. Brazil, Colombia, Peru, maybe Sicily in Europe, not Africa. He can't get a machete in somebody's mouth. Lips, maybe I saw that sometimes. 3 years. But not the tongue."
"We apologize," Pauling said.
"No harm, no foul."
"We'll have the door fixed."
"I'd appreciate that."
"And we'll help you if we can."
"I'd appreciate that, too. Let's see the woman and the child first."
"We think we're already too late."
"Don't say that. It depends who took them. Where there's hope, there's life. Hope kept me going. 5 hard years.
Reacher and Pauling left Hobart and Dee Marie right there, together on their battered sofa, the bowl of soup half gone. They walked down 4 flights to the street and stepped out into the afternoon shadows of a fabulous late summer day. Traffic ground past on the street, slow and angry. Horns blared and sirens barked. Fast pedestrians swerved by on the sidewalk. Reacher said, 8 million stories in the naked city. Pauling said,
we're nowhere.
Chapter 43. Reacher led Pauling north on Hudson, across Houston, to the block between Clarkson and Leroy. He said, I think the man with no tongue lives near this spot.
20,000 people live near this spot.
Reacher didn't reply.
What now?
Back to the hard way. We wasted some time, that's all. Wasted some energy. My fault entirely. I was stupid.
Oh.
Did you see how Hobart was dressed?
Cheap new denims.
The guy I saw driving the cars away was wearing old denims. Both times. Old, soft, washed, worn, faded, comfortable denims. The Soviet super said the same thing. And the old Chinese man. No way was the guy I saw just back from Africa. Or back from anywhere. It takes ages to get jeans and a shirt looking like that. The guy I saw has been safe at home for 5 years doing his laundry, not jammed up in some hellhole jail. Pauling said nothing. You can split now. You got what you wanted. Ann Lane wasn't your fault. She was dead before you ever even heard of her. You can sleep at night.
But not well, because I can't touch Edward Lane. Hobart's testimony is meaningless.
Because it's hearsay?
Hearsay is sometimes okay. Knight's dying declaration would be admissible because the court would assume he had no motive to lie from his deathbed.
So what's the problem?
There was no dying declaration. There were dozens of random fantasies spun over a 4-year period. Hobart chose to back one of them, that's all. And he freely admits that both he and Knight were as good as insane most of the time. I'd be laughed out of court, literally.
But you believed him. Pauling nodded.
No question.
So you can settle for half a loaf. Patty Joseph, too. I'll drop by and tell her.
Would you be happy with half a loaf?
I said you can split, not me. I'm not quitting yet. My agenda is getting longer and longer by the minute.
I'll stick with it, too.
Your choice.
I know. You want me to?
Reacher looked at her, answered honestly.
Yes, I do. Then I will.
Just don't get all scrupulous on me. This thing isn't going to be settled in any court of law with any dying declarations.
How is it going to be settled?
The first colonel I really fell out with, I shot him in the head. And so far, I like Lane a lot less than that guy. That guy was practically a saint compared to Lane.
I'll come with you to Patty Joseph's.
No, I'll meet you there. 2 hours from now, we should travel separately.
Why?